You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Protect your identity and avoid scams if you're heading to the NFL Draft in Green Bay. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year.
Mother Nature's first round pick was to dampen the 2025 NFL draft, sending waves of showers and some storms threatening to soak the Fox Valley. Steady rain is expected overnight at Lambeau and lingers through Friday morning. With plenty of puddles to hop around, prepare to battle a breezy and chilly day at Titletown. Temperatures will only scrape 50, and with winds gusting around 30 miles per hour, it's going to feel even colder than you'd think. Layers and a windbreaker with a poncho and pocket is my advice. And you can shed it all for Brad Paisley's concert on Saturday. The sun will shine bright and temperatures will flirt with 60. With 3 days of activities planned for the draft, Touchdown Downtown features the Draft City Music Fest Saturday night. The bars and pubs in the Shipyard District along South Broadway and State Street feature free concerts. You can see our story at civicmedia.us/wiss.fm for more information on events planned throughout the draft and this weekend. Drive safely and have fun. And remember that Green Bay Metro Transit has buses running every 15 minutes. You can track the bus and hop on at any time. There are also buses running for a fee from the Fox Valley Mall in Appleton to Titletown. Don't worry about transportation to the NFL draft stage. Green Bay Metro has that covered. Lisa Hale reports.
If you're nervous about getting around during the NFL draft, Green Bay Metro Transit Director Patty Kiewit says don't be. The free downtown to Titletown shuttle buses will be running every 15 minutes or so, and you can track them at any time to plan when and how to hop on.
And we actually have real-time data feed right there. If you click and go on to our draft page, you can see the real-time location of these buses. So if you are downtown and you're inside eating at Hagermeister and you're not sure where that bus is, you can pull that right up and see how close it is to you so you know when to get out there.
Earlier this week, Green Bay Metro Transit unveiled its new battery electric bus, which will be one of the buses shuttling football fans from downtown to Titletown during the NFL draft.
And there are a few changes potentially coming to high school sports in Wisconsin. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
This Friday, school administrators around the state will vote on 5 amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student-athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of 5. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a 1-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is Friday at 9 a.m.
And livability.com says Green Bay and Appleton joined Madison on its best places to live list. Now, the list isn't ranked, but it calls out 100 small to mid-sized cities that are considered for economy, housing, and cost of living. Also amenities, transportation, environment, safety, education, and health. The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall. And the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall instead of right side out. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned back to the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it. Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened," end quote. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. The statement says the matter is still under review. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And a new Wisconsin lottery game has a big winner. Stuart J. Waddles has more from southeastern Wisconsin.
A Racine man won $1 million on a scratcher. Daniel Maceman hit the $1 million jackpot on the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch ticket last week. Maceman bought the winning ticket at Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue and claimed his prize last Friday in Madison. The $30 game launched in March. It features three top prizes of $1 million, with Maceman as the first winner.
Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And April is Stress Awareness Month, so be sure to schedule some activities that promote relaxation and reach out to people who bring you some support and assistance. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team. And I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like an issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here's the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first three episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release three episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a four-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air 4 new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kaczmarek, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over 7 seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. Netflix continues to be a trendsetter, at least when it comes to cracking down and not even letting family members use your account. Netflix, for the most part, successfully shut down on password sharing, and now Warner Brothers Discovery is doing the same thing. The trend is moving toward extra member add-on fees. Variety reports that if you have Max, you can add a member for $7.99 a month, more than the cost of a Peacock account if you're scoring at home, but well shy of the $16.99 a month regular rate or the $20.99 premium rate. John Cena is pushing back against Mean Girl professional wrestling fans. The wrestler told Pat McAfee he broke down and got hair transplant surgery because of bullying over his bald spot from fans. It's hard to tell if Cena, who just won his 17th championship at WrestleMania, is being serious or just continuing to play the role of the bad guy. Personally, I can't believe a wrestler would resort to getting a hair transplant. I mean, what's next? Steroids? For more Showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.